EB-5 is the federal immigrant investor program that grants visas to foreign investors if they provide $500,000 to $1 million in a project that creates at least 10 full-time jobs over 2 years. Vermont has used it to its advantage. A $600 million multi-project development in the state's Northeast Kingdom is financed primarily through EB-5. Jay Peak Ski Resort President Bill Stenger will lead the delegation, calling China a fertile market.
There's a huge market in China, and about one out of every four of our investors in the Vermont programs come from there. And that's why we're going back, because there's such interest and we've got some great new projects. We'll be meeting hundreds of potential investors, and that's good for the economy of the state and good for our community.
The group will seek investors for projects that include a biomedical research park, a hotel, and the refurbished Burke Mountain Resort. Stenger has been in the Northeast Kingdom for 30 years and says the EB-5 program has provided affordable capital.
Because of that affordable capital access, we've been able to do some things that are changing the landscape for all of our community, and that's what it's about. Economic development is about strategically investing capital that's patient in areas and programs that are good ideas that will bring jobs and economic prosperity to a community. And that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we are doing.
Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development Secretary Lawrence Miller will promote the agency's regional center, which coordinates Vermont's EB-5 projects.
We're going to be in about half a dozen cities, meeting with investor groups and professionals in Asia who advise potential EB-5 investors. If we come back with a number of new professionals aware of the Vermont Regional Center and the number of investors who have become interested in a specific project, then that's what I consider successful. But we're not there to promote an individual investment. That's the role of JP. We're really there to talk about why Vermont is a great place to invest and what the regional center does.
Secretary Miller adds that Vermont is among the most successful states utilizing the federal EB-5 program.
Vermont had over 10% of all EB-5 investment in the United States last year. So given the size of our market, that's quite an accomplishment. And of the 250 regional centers, only about a dozen have gotten investors all the way through the process to release of conditions, and Vermont is one of those. So it's something that I think we do well at because we do give it attention, and also because we've got some very strong projects that the investors feel good about.
The cost of marketing trips for EB-5 investments are paid by the EB-5 program. The governor and other officials will leave on September 21st. The week-long trip includes visits to Beijing, Shanghai, and Vietnam. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.